Julia Zabiro loves music. Whether it's the 8 years she spent hosting Eurovision...
Let's face it, it's the happiest night of the year.
..more than a decade of Rockwiz...
The show that is proud to remind you that Frank Zappa's Jazz from Hell had an explicit lyrics warning sticker on it in America, even though the album is entirely instrumental.
Or belting out Pat Benatar as a contestant on It Takes Two. She's a theatre sports queen. Been in movies, hosted numerous shows, including the excellent Home Delivery, and is fluent in French. So, bienvenue à Julia Zabiro.
Bienvenue, Julia. C'est possible de parler un mic Malloy.
Oui, un peu de français. Très bien, Jane.
Merci beaucoup.
Je voudrais une Heineken.
You would like a Heineken.
I would like a Heineken. I can order a beer in 50 countries.
That's all you need.
Or the more informal,
welcome
je veux
along.
Heineken.
Très bien.
I've had a couple. Now, something made you flinch in that opening, and I wanted to know what it was. Was it the Pat Benatar? Everything else seemed pretty cool.
Of course it would have been. Look, it takes
But you can sing, Julia, and we see that.
That was my argument, Jane. My argument was that I could sing, but it was the most extraordinary experience. I was not able to harness my nerves.
Oh, I can understand that. When you're doing something for reels and not when you're mucking around.
You're a fearless performer. I've seen you on stage many times. You do theatre sports. I'm not buying this.
I know. Well, I didn't. I'm not either. I was surprised. And I think that I found it so overwhelming. And they kept putting us in really sort of uncomfortable clothes you didn't want to wear and really high shoes. And when I was in the high shoes, I said to them, I'm like, look, can I sing barefoot, because I think I'll just feel a bit more grounded. They're like, no, occupational health and safety, you can't do that. Well, at the last minute, because it's live, I took those shoes off.
Live on the
I didn't
You're
care.
A rebel.
I didn't care. And I didn't much
It's like a wardrobe malfunction in the downstairs department.
But on purpose.
But on purpose.
Utterly on purpose.
How many years has Rockwiz now been?
I love Rockwiz.
Can
I declare my bona fide? I just think this is one of the great shows, one of the great offerings, and especially in the world of music on TV.
It's a happy show, too. It makes me happy, and I love seeing people's unbelievable knowledge of bands is so exciting.
Well, I started the show when I was 37 and I'm now 50. So it's been going a long time.
And you're
time.
Very honest.
Well, why wouldn't you be?
Why would you say that?
It's
I don't tell
world.
Anyone.
Jane won't admit she's 72.
I don't tell anyone my age. Well, I just feel like people will find it out at some point.
Of course.
You know, at least you can control that to a degree if you announce it. But the band will say they started the show in their 40s and they're now in their 50s. But it's you know.
Well, you do a fabulous job. That's what we love. We love seeing you do it. You're fabulous with the guests. And it's great to see live music on the television because there's not a lot of places now that you can see bands.
No, because you can't even see them in Sydney in actual venues. Because they won't let you in past a certain time.
That's right.
It's so bad.
It's no good.
It's so bad.
Have you had a word to them about that?
Oh, every night I'm up and down.
They've killed live music.
Streets of the Cross. Haven't they? It's King terrible. Street, Newtown. But so, you know, we still provide that on TV. We're still in negotiations with SBS if we come back this year. But there are, you know, repeats you can find. But the thing is, people say, oh, there's no, you know, live music on TV. And we think we've been providing that for
Well, you're doing about to embark on a live tour, I believe. You're putting you can't announce that. It's getting, close.
At the end of the year, it'll come. The dates will come soon for everyone in the country.
But you've got a really, really good Friday underway. You're down in Melbourne at the Hamer Hall, the Arts Centre.
Correct.
What can we expect? The usual Rockwiz hoo-ha?
The whole kit and caboodle. But it's
Brian Nankervis.
Oh,
I love Brian.
Yes.
So do I. You're joking. The most patient man in the world.
Bob Franklin, I hear. Was he? Can I name him?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. So what we normally
do,
it's a normal Rockwiz show, but bigger and, you know, louder and a bit naughtier, possibly. And because it's Comedy Festival, we feature a couple of comedians. And we've done this for, this is our third year doing a really, really good Friday. So this year we've got Bob Franklin and Gillian Cosgrove. They'll be doing, you know, 10, 15 minutes of their
best. Well, that will be excellent.
Pound for pound, Bob Franklin is as funny as any man in this country.
I know.
Makes me laugh so much.
Can't
that
wait.
Guy.
I haven't seen him, you know, in the flesh in a while. And music-wise, we've got Paul Dempsey is going to be on the show.
Awesome.
Jackie Maleri,
yep.
A wonderful new performer called Alex the Astronaut. I'm going to be there. Whether I crack out a tune,
know?
I don't know, Jane.
I think you might have to.
Come
I think
on.
It's mandatory.
Some
it won't
Pat
be
Benatar.
The same.
Yeah. Obviously.
Oh, hit me with you.
Now you've got a million shows up and running. I want to ask you about Julia Zabiro's Home Delivery. When?
Where, how, finished filming?
All
yes,
that?
We did. We did it in September, October, November, December last year. We went to England.
Can you give me some names?
But no, I can't.
Can I guess?
As if I'm going to give you names.
Can you give us an exclusive soon? Yes. Like a minute.
Well, unfortunately, the ABC goes, no, I want to be able to go. But they're very different. There's three English people. There's one English person I've worked with before, and we've gone back to his home. Look, I can't. I'll get into so much trouble.
Suggs.
You know what? I would love to do Suggs from Vegas.
I met Suggs' mum. She's amazing.
Is she really?
Yes, she's the publican at a place called the French House in Soho. We got to know each other very well because I was
what
there
a surprise. She's a, yes, at a publican.
Now, we're talking about quiz shows and doing that. We thought we might do our own quiz.
We're going to put you under the pump.
Do you know what I mean? Every time I come on any show, they'll have a secret quiz that they're out of nowhere. And I'm delighted.
I'm ready for anything. You won't. It's really tough. Dave's put it together. It's the Triple M. I'll run the
Here
open.
We okay. go.
From one of the sacred sites of Aussie rock and roll, the Kennedy Malloy Studios, welcome to Triple M's Rock Whiz.
This is going to be really hard.
Yes.
Are you going to run proceedings, Dave?
I've got the questions here, Julia.
Good luck. He's our music man. Yeah. I'm ready.
Let's go. Some prizes as well. Okay, question number one. Okay. The drummer from Nirvana went on to start his own band called what?
Foo Fighters.
Hooray!
Wow. He broke his
leg.
Correct.
We're away.
Question two.
Oh, there's a ding.
Bing.
There you go.
The documentary maker for the music doco Sound City also fronts which band?
Oh, mate, I don't know. John Paul Young.
Oh.
That's so wrong. Yeah, of course it's
That
wrong.
Was Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters.
Oh, see what you're doing there.
Question three.
That's the studio that he took over because he was sad it was closing down. And
Yes.
We knew you know. Yeah.
Right, here's another one for you.
Alanis Morissette's touring drummer from the 90s left to join which band?
Foo Fighters.
Yes.
Nirvana. That other guy. Dave Grohl.
More questions to come. Question four. Who sings this song?
Barbara Streisand. No, it's Dave Grohl. Don't be stupid.
Foo Fighters. Right. And final question. Jane Kennedy's first rock interview for the Triple M Network was with which band?
I watched it. It was with Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl. Yes. And he told the longest anecdote in the world and we thought it would never end.
Hey, Dave, you've got one for me? Just before we go, have you got one for me? Make it a real hard one.
Okay. Finish this band's name. Foo.
Ooh. I know this.
It's for the...
Don't help.
It's for the car.
Fighters?
Fighters!
Yay! Well played!
Well, we feel right at home here now.
Thank you so much, Julia, for playing our own Rock Whiz.
My pleasure.
By the way, tickets on sale, artscentremelbourne.com.au. That is Rock Whiz Really, Really Good Friday.
Yes.
Good Friday.
I love it.
Thank you. Keep singing and dancing, everyone.